With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The search continues for some 160 people still missing ever since the flash flooding in Texas over the weekend. Virginia's Governor Glenn Youngkin weighed in today. He told reporters he's grateful and very emotional after his own wife, family members, and friends were among those stranded but later rescued from the floods.
These people are family to us, deep relationships, and therefore what happened in the wee hours of the morning on Friday has been devastating. The loss of life is just shocking.
As the rescue crews are using things like backhoes and heavy machinery, some are using their bare hands to try to dig through piles of debris, in some cases stretching for miles. Lieutenant Colonel Ben Baker of the Texas Game Warden says the safety of the responders is also a big concern.
We process it the best we can. We have professionals in place, our crisis intervention team. All the agencies have some members representing there.
Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley is reaffirming his support for Medicaid after voting in favor of the budget bill that makes some deep cuts to the federally funded health care program. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The senator met with advocates for radiation survivors in St. Louis Tuesday to tout the inclusion of compensation for those victims included in the One Big Beautiful Bill. When asked about cuts to Medicaid, Hawley said the legislation includes $1 billion more for rural hospitals in Missouri over the next 4 years. He went on to say Medicaid cuts won't hit Missourians until 2030, and he hopes that it never happens. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump and his advisors promised a lightning round of global trade talks with dozens of countries back in April. They're trying to fulfill that promise this week, even though it's slow going. But the president has imposed new deadlines and expects some countries to cave in to his demands. On Wall Street right now, the Dow up 109 points. This is SRN News. Spanish clergymen are fighting a conversion therapy ban.
The legislation would make it illegal for anyone to counsel a child in an effort to help them abandon the homosexual lifestyle and would imprison those who violate the law. The Spanish Evangelical Alliance is decrying the legislation, which has already been approved by the lower house of the Spanish Parliament. The bill does not include any exceptions for members of the clergy. Similar statutes have been passed by several U.S. states. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for the state of Maine and a Republican lawmaker who criticized transgenderism online now agree the lawmaker's appeal of her loss of voting rights is now moot. Earlier this year, State Representative Laurel Libby had her ability to vote sanctioned by Democrat-controlled House members after she spoke out against the transgender lifestyle. And lawmakers voted in June to halt the restrictions after the Supreme Court intervened on her behalf. This is SRN News. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports that President Trump says no progress was made on the Russia-Ukraine war during a phone call with Vladimir Putin.
After complaining last week that the Biden administration spent too much on defending Ukraine, President Trump said the U.S. will send them more weapons. He said he's not happy with Vladimir Putin and the Russians.
So we're sending some defensive weapons to Ukraine, and I've approved that.
His decision is a dramatic reversal from earlier promises to quickly end the Russia-Ukraine war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some relief for Philadelphia homeowners worried about trash piling up on the streets. A labor strike is over. That is ending a week-long strike, disrupted city services along the way, including garbage collection on the curbside. Word of that tentative agreement came early this morning. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.